Australia, Now Look What You've Done by Stephen Patisse. Published in the year of 2015. Carl Kolbalinski is not the smartest person in the world, but try telling that to the woman in the checkered shirt. Mary's Museum of World Records is now closed, she says. And you need to go home, young man. But look at this thing, she says. I tell her. It's an outrage. What is? This, I say, pointing directly at the statue. Kid, I get £8 an hour to walk around this museum and make sure nobody breaks anything. If you've got a problem with what's in it, tell someone else. I've got a problem, all right. Lies, lies, and more lies. Everyone knows who the smartest person is. Wonderful, she mumbles, rubbing her temples. It's me, I say. Good for you, she says, pushing me towards the exit with one hand. Now let me show the smartest person in the world how a door works. I'm suddenly tempted to pull rank. Reveal that I'm this guy, Timmy Failure, with a distinctive scarf. It is a name so recognizable that she would instantly know that it was the founder of president and CEO of the greatest detective agency in the world, probably the country, perhaps the world. But I don't pull rank. I do something smarter. I climb down Carl Kolbalinski and try to yank his sign. What do you think you're doing? Screams the woman in the museum. I'm saving the incredibility of your institution! I retort. But I'm not, because I can't reach the sign without jumping. And I'm 9 feet above the ground, so the smartest person in the world would jump. Think to do. I jump. Only to learn that while Carl may have a strong brain, his statue does not have a strong neck. As I jump and it snaps, sending both me and Carl's overrated head tumbling. Carl's overrated head and me. Straight to the museum floor. When I hear another snap, this one in my leg, and I say the only logical thing I can to the museum woman leaning over me. Now look what you've done. Chapter 2. The Cast That Limits Me. This book is available in the UK or charity shops for £6.99, and the ebook is available for £5.99. Please visit the book's website, www.timmyfailure.com, and he also has one book called Timmy Failure Mistakes Were Made and Timmy a Failure We Meet Again. Let me read you the book. Timmy Failure is back, and there are just three things you need to know. I was born, I founded an empire, I exhibited greatness, and now I'm about to crack the biggest case of my generation. But someone out there is trying to gain the system, bamboozle, hoodwink. So naturally, I have to guard against the one thing that can bring me down. Shenanigans. I recommend this to all fans of Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Barry Loser. Brilliantly funny. Sam, age 10. Love reading for kids.co.uk. Readers will laugh out loud. Sunday Times. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and let me know what you think about Timmy Failure and his books. Like this podcast, and I don't know what you do, you like, subscribe and share, because that's what you do on YouTube, but just do whatever you do to my podcast, and yeah, goodbye.